Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
This evening, we are talking about COVID-19 and the Robert Mugabe, as you mentioned, saga.
Yes, Gibbs, and going back to COVID-19, the Minister of Health said as of yesterday, May the 23rd, Zimbabwe had 38,682 confirmed COVID-19 cases since March last year, including 36,453 recoveries and, unfortunately, 1,586 deaths. And to date, the government says through the Minister of Health that they have inoculated against COVID-19 632,000 people, 496 against COVID-19.
Ebambe mahlaba zulunjani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo kulabo kulamhlanje sikhuluma nge COVID-19 njalo lokunyeke kwenzakala eZimbabwe okugoqela lokho kuthiwa ke sokumele ugejwe amathambo kaRobert Mugabe ayingcwatshwa lapho kungakumele angcwatshwe khona. Konke lokhu ke kwethulwa nguChief Zwimba ewakhona ngale ke koZwimba. Kodwa ke obomndeni kaMugabe bathi inkomo ingazala umuntu, lokhu kungeke kwenzakale loma sokuthwana. Xa sikhangela ke iCOVID-19 kuhlangothi lwezempilakahle libika ukuthi sokulabantu abayi 632,496 asebehlatshwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokunqunda igciwane leCOVID-19. Kuthi-ke abayi 278,537 ngabantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. Xa sisikhangela njalo-ke ukuthi sokwenzakaleni kwele Zimbabwe isikhathi sonke lesi, kususela ngombimbito sokulabantu 38,682 asebahlolwa batholakala bele gciwane leCOVID-19. Kuthi-ke abayi 36,453 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Bese kubuya 1,586 ngabantu asebabhubha ngenxa yeCOVID-19. Sathi-ke singene kulokhu lokunye okutshiyeneyo njalo silabantu abakhulumelo Ezra Jesus Banda khona ngale kokubulawayo ngakhona kuku-COVID-19 lokuthi bavele baphila njani ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa i-Africa Day kusasa. Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunawa vachangobva kuphinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi nemusi wemuvhuro May 24, 2021. Nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare nyaya ichangobva kupakurwa pari zvino apo tiri kunzwa kuti Chief Zwimba vekwaZwimba vati ivo mhuri yekwaMugabe iwanikwe iyo ichifukunura vaMugabe uyezve mapfupa avo awanikwe iwo achivigwa kuHeroes Acre. Saka ndoimwe nyaya tichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tisingakangana kuti denda iri reCOVID-19 riri kuenderera mberi munyika uyezve bazi rezveutano rinoti iro pane vanhu 38,682 vakawanikwa vakabatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 kubvira chirwere ichi chakatanga gore rapera muna March. Kutiwo vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda varivo pa36,453. Tutarisawo vakabatwa neCOVID-19 vakatadza kurwisa denda iri vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya vamire vari pa1,586. Tozotarisa kuti pari zvino nyika yeZimbabwe iri paphase 2 yekubaya nhumba yeCOVID-19. Pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu vanodaudzira 632,496 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba dzeCOVID-19 dzakasiyana-siyana.
And then when we look at what Chief Zwimba has said, actually a traditional chief has ordered former Zimbabwean First Lady Grace Mugabe to exhume her husband's remains at the family homestead in Mashonaland West and rebury them as he was laid to rest in a place violating the area's burial cultural norms. But the Mugabe family is breathing fire, saying they will defy Chief Zwimba's order as he has no jurisdiction over the matter. In a letter written by Chief Zwimba, whose agents delivered it to Mrs. Mugabe's residence, the chief fined her 5 head of cattle and a goat for burying the late former president, Robert Mugabe, at his homestead instead of the family cemetery in Utama village. The late president's nephew, Leo Mugabe, has fired back, saying they will fight the case to the bitter end. He said, I quote, it's a ruling against a widow, and the widow has nothing to do with the burying of her husband. This judgment is irrelevant if you were to ask me, because in any case, Chief Zwimba does not preside over cases here. end quote. So this is exactly what Leo Mugabe said. And he said a lot of things, you know, marvelous, especially the fact that Chief Zimba is said to be a person who actually boycotted Mr. Mugabe's burial. So he was insisting that Mugabe should be buried at a mausoleum in Harare. And recently, according to the Independent newspaper, there are some chiefs who went to President Mnangagwa's residence and were actually insisting that they need to exhume Mugabe's remains and repair them at the mausoleum or Heroes Acre. So now, as they are doing all this, Mrs. Grace Mugabe is in Singapore where she's actually receiving some kind of treatment. So we're told that nobody represented the Mugabe family at that particular hearing, which was at village level. But Leo Mugabe argues that this case should have been taken first to the headman, you know, up the hierarchy until you get to the chief in question. So he says the case right now is like appearing in a Supreme Court before you go to a village. So he's very angry, and he says, you know, they did all what they wanted, you know, in terms of burying his uncle. And he says Chief Zimba is not related to them, and he doesn't know why he's doing all this. But he says maybe they're trying to show off, you know, to say we can do something for the president.
Yes, Gibbs, we saw one of our reporters, Nunura Ijena, actually went to Zimba to cover the actual case, and we saw one of the late Robert Mugabe's relatives, Dominic Matibiri, say, echoing the same sentiments that Leo Mugabe is echoing. He literally said that there is no way that the chief can ask Amai Grace Mugabe about exhuming the body of the late Robert Mugabe, because that body, according to African culture, actually belongs to the Mugabe family and the Matibiri family. And he said that they were not allowed to actually attend the court case and were barred by the police. So it was interesting to note that he was actually breathing fire only last week, saying that this case to them meant nothing because Grace, the former first lady, Grace Mugabe, was out of the country, and they did not see why Chief Zimba had actually directed that letter to the late first lady. According to culture, that letter should have gone to the Mugabe family, according to Mr. Dominic Matibiri, the late Robert Mugabe's cousin.
Yes, and before we go into that issue, let's hear some of the voices in Bulawayo. Yes, Jesus Banda was hitting the streets, you know, marvelous, and he got these guys, you know, they're trying to eke out a living for their kids, and at the same time, some of them are not inoculated. So let's listen and hear what they're saying about their lives.
Meaning those are not good.
Kanye lo kucabanga ukuthi uMasikandi abe kufuna imali yakhe rent
So marvelous, those are some of the people that always, you know, on the streets in Bulawayo trying to find jobs. And at the same time, they are not inoculated. They are just going around wishing to get something for a living. So we started with the guy speaking Shona, and then we talked to some two other individuals, and they were talking to Ezra Chisasband.
I was impressed by the last speaker because she was wearing a mask properly. Mm-hmm. And he was articulating that, you know, she's the father, she's the mother. And, you know, that's the situation that most people are finding themselves in, especially single mothers. But we see that happening here as well in the United States, where we see, you know, other people just hanging around, mm-hmm. as well, trying to get peace jobs, especially in construction, like the first guest that came on. He was saying that he's looking for something, anything to do with building. So good luck to them, and hopefully, you know, they'll get gainful employment or at least get some more wishes coming their way during this COVID pandemic.
Yes, now let's go deep into the politics of the day today, in which we're talking about the exhumation and reburial of Robert Mugabe's body. You know, he's the former president who was actually toppled in a de facto military coup in 2017. So I spoke to Leo Mugabe, who is a nephew to the late President and Mrs. Grace Mugabe. So let's listen to the interview, and we'll take it from there.
Well, because I have not seen the judgment, but I have heard a number of people calling me and telling me that it's foolish that we must exhume the body by the 1st of July. So that ruling to us, you know, it's a ruling against the widow. And the widow has got nothing to do with the burying of her husband. It was the Mugabe immediate family, Karigamon immediate family, who are responsible. But the people that made that judgment, that decision to bury where they buried. So this judgment, you know, it's irrelevant if you ask me. In any case, Chief Zwimba is not the chief who presides over Kitama area. Chief Teperere is the one who presides over Kitama. With the Chisora as his headman and Kitama as his story. So to jump all these people and as if he's a paramount chief, and there is nothing that is called the traditional leaders act. Therefore, you know, if that is their belief, while they are talking between themselves as chiefs, that is just their talk. But the law does not provide for the paramount chief.
So now you haven't received the judgment itself from the village court?
No. I'm going to talk about social media.
So what are you going to do? Because there's a deadline here to you know, for the government to move in. What are you going to do?
No, our government is a social government. It has to talk to us to the immediate family. Earlier we, you know, we simply go to court.
And in this case, the government, I believe, actually assisted in the burial of the late president, former president.
You know, exactly. And we there was no agreement with the government. The delays were caused by the disagreements that were within the family itself. Not with the government. The government accepted when we said we're burying him in Zimba, they accepted and they assisted. And on the day of the burial, Chief Teperere was there at the burial.
Mm-hmm.
So if now if you read the Independent of last week, you then find that you know there was a meeting sometime in September.
Mm-hmm.
The chiefs went to the president and he presented the matter that we want to exhume and bury in proper. Okay? And the president asked them a question that how are you going to deal with the people, the reaction of the people and things like that. And he warned them to think twice about this.
Okay.
So all they want to do is to be relevant to President Mnangagwa. To say, you know, your wish that you wanted him to be buried there, we are now going to facilitate that wish be fulfilled. It's not relevant.
But is the Mugabe family, you are saying no?
No. You are saying no.
So is there any way that you can block the government if it wants to move in, exhume the remains and repair them somewhere?
No, the government cannot move in without talking to us.
Uh-huh. And what is...
They cannot move in.
Yes.
They need a court order. You see, they would need a court order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They are not stupid. Yes, they would need a court order to do that. Since when does the government listen to a chief? Most of the chief who's presiding over a matter which is not in his area.
Why is this chief interested in this matter? And I understand he is a part of the Mugabe family as well. Why is he interested?
No, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He's not. You know, in the Zwimba dynasty.
Yes.
There are three families. Three families. Chidzuwa family, which is the youngest, which is the dynasty that we originate from ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the Teperere dynasty, which is where the chief originates from. Then the Chambara dynasty, which does not have chieftainship, because if the chief Zwimba presides over that area, they have a headman. You see? Because if they give the Chambara a chieftainship,
mm-hmm.
they would have no area to preside over.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
This is why Chambara does not have a chief.
So there you are, Marvelous. You know, this is a very interesting case, and we see that the Mugabe family is not happy about what is going on. They're saying, you know what, Chief Zwemba is doing is illegal. And they're saying they're going to challenge the whole thing in the court of law. So let's start with Mr. Regis Vusango. Mr. Vusango, welcome to the program. Yes, Mr. Siampondo as well. David Siampondo is here in USA. So, gentlemen, I'll start with you, Vusango. You know, there are some people who are claiming that the government has got some interest in this matter. So, briefly, what do you think, and then you go to Siampondo. Very, very brief.
Thank you very much. I think you are speaking to somebody who is also the paramount chief with the family of the chief of chiefs, Chief Charumbira. That's where I come from. I belong to the chieftainship of the Charumbira clan, so I know what exactly is happening here. Because my father is the one who was sitting in these courts when he was alive. So basically, quickly, what I would say is we see here that if the paramount chief is now presiding over an issue that had already happened in his kingdom, the government cannot override that. Because the way our constitution works as a nation is that if a case is if it's a case that is developed from the headman, the headman takes the case to the chief. Then the chief, if there are chiefs in that area, the paramount chief would have to make a decision on that matter. And the government cannot override things, especially traditional issues, because we have our government and we've got our traditional values. So the way it looks here, I think you had Leo Mugabe clearly saying that the president has nothing to do with this. The government has literally nothing to do with this. This issue is an issue, is a family issue, whereby the Zwemba paramount chief has realized that what was done was wrong in his chief kingdom or in his chiefdom. So what he's doing now is he's doing the right thing that was supposed to be done from the get-go. Let me quickly say this to you, Brother Kiss, before I leave. Robert Mugabe is the one who initiated the Heroes Acre. We all know that. And he buried many people at that time. And now, he himself, when he's dying, he said, don't bury me where I can bury everybody. It doesn't make any sense, does it? I think what the chief is doing, it makes sense. Thank you.
Yes, and then Mr. Siampondo. Briefly, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. I would want to differ slightly with the last speaker in terms of what the paramount chief for Zwemba is doing. To me, this is absolutely uncalled for. This is untraditional, and this should not have a space within our community. Why am I saying so? You don't prescribe what to do to a family with regards to the mortal remains of their family member, in as much as it doesn't conflict with the traditional aspect of burying any person within that particular village. So we went through all the processes. We saw what was happening, and we cannot really talk of something being done which was in contravention of the traditional laws. Right, and for him also to say that it doesn't make sense for Mugabe to say, I don't want to be buried at the National Heroes Acre whilst he's the one who built it. It doesn't make sense. Well, if I, on a certain day, believe that what I have initiated has been defiled, I have a right to disassociate myself with that particular place. So in this regard, Mugabe was quite clear and right within his conscience to refuse to be buried at a place which he thought was now defiled. So it's not a crime that he was one of those people who initiated it. Yes, when he initiated it in his own thinking, it was a very good idea, but with the passage of time, it was defiled. So he is right to quote Leo as saying the government have got nothing to do with the process. Inasmuch as the paramount chief, again, have got nothing to do with the process that ensued, because it's mainly to the family to decide what they are going to do with the mortal remains of their relative. So unless they have like buried him at a place which is not for burial, like Mrodi, cannot any other place, maybe we can start talking about. But if it's a piece of land which belongs to them, I don't see any problems that. I'm not a ZANU-PF member. I have never supported Mugabe in all his life in what was he's doing. But really, what is happening with regards to our traditions and customs and norms, I think that this is a sacrilege. We should not allow this to happen. And all Zimbabwean, all traditional people within our country, they're supposed to distance themselves from what is happening right now.
Yes, hold on there, Mr. Siampondo. Then we bring Leo again before going to speak to our other guests. So let's listen to what you said further here.
When this whole thing was rearranged, it was rearranged in such a way that you would still have an area where you preside over and be able to repeat Savannah and things like that. But as it stands now, the chief that presides over Kutama is Chief Tepere.
So now, why do you think the Chief Zimba is interested in this matter, and why is he targeting the former First Lady?
Because they didn't know see eye to eye during the funeral.
Why?
Because they were pushing, they are the ones who were pushing for the Heroes Act. They are the ones who were pushing for the Heroes Act. And the immediate family was saying, no, we must follow the late president's wish. And we will not bury the Heroes Act against his wish. That is where it originates from.
So now, yes, go ahead.
The actual funeral, Chief Zimba did not attend. Did not attend. So he wants to be relevant to be seen to be attending the one that he wanted to happen.
And you are saying that's not going to happen. Yes, and tell us a bit about the former First Lady. She didn't attend the court, the village court. Where is she?
No, she's not in the country. She's out of the country, and I understand she's not well.
Is she coming?
You get someone, you find that the person is not around. You know, this case should have gone to the court. You know, instead of going to the Supreme Court, it's like you take a case to the Supreme Court as the first. And from after the Supreme Court, you don't go anywhere. You have to follow the hierarchy of the court. They should have gone to a co-head, then to a headman, then to Chief Tepere. That would have been the right thing to do.
But they didn't.
So they didn't do that. So the chief, even if he was the right chief to go to. His judgment is not final. He's still major district court, high court, and the Supreme Court. If it is a constitutional matter, which I think it is, because he has got no jurisdiction, to go to the constitutional court.
And you are ready. Yes, you are ready to challenge.
Yeah, we are ready to take him on.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, this rumor that Mr. Mugabe was buried with a certain important ornament, you know, a spectre or something.
No, that's all rumors. There's nothing like that. You know, there's nothing like that. These are people who are just speculating you know, he is a symbol. But who would have given it to him?
He saw it in the symbol.
No. Yeah, he didn't have. If he had been given a symbol and they know who gave it to him, they must go and take another symbol from the same person.
And
you are talking to this man was just a Roman Catholic, was a Christian. He did not believe in all these symbols. He didn't. And they all know it. Even the government, they know it.
So then what's going on if it didn't have the symbol and all these things. What's going on? You know, Mr. Mugabe, I think you are one person that is very honest with this issue. What's going on here?
I think there are people who are trying to be relevant. Those who are bringing up the Chimbo issue, I understand it's been brought up in some political circles, and they actually believe it exists. Then there is the side of the chief who are trying to be relevant, to be seen to say to Mnangagwa, no, we are not bitter with you for removing our relatives. And therefore, to show you that, you know, we are not bitter. We are prepared to exhume him and rebury him at the Hill of Labor. So they are being, you know, this chief is trying to be relevant in the eyes of the president and the government.
And at the same time, Mr. Mugabe, he's talking about the late former president, this property. Where is the property and why should it be brought to one place? Have you shared it? You know, what's going on with the property?
We have already shared. We've already shared. We've done all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the responsibility of a nation, a person like Musubu, like me.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point?
Yes.
That's where I come in, you know, and we did it. And it's done, finished.
But you don't call
these people and actually distant people. You only call the close relatives.
Mm-hmm. So
you only call close relatives.
So
I have some close that used to be his, that we shared on that particular function.
Uh-huh. And even some immovable property, right?
Some of those things were left.
They were left what? Sorry, your phone skipped.
For their children, for his children.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So basically, it's normal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's normal. You know, movable things, you know, clothes, business, you know, they're all shared. We shared all that.
And normally, what we know in our culture is, in some cultures, the Nzukuru then takes over the wife. Did you do anything?
No, I didn't. The Nzukuru, the Gushungos might be the first of all, that if they fail, the Nzukuru will probably be thinking about the family.
So the Nzukuru is not thinking about it at the moment, eh?
No, this particular Mzuguru is not interested. He's not interested.
Okay, good. Yeah, then the last question is on the 5 keki. You know, 5 keki and 1 goat. Are you going to give him this guy?
No, but you see, what he's doing is he's taking somebody who has married in a family.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying now, you, the widow, you must pay. Because, see, he's suing the wrong person. And this person that he's suing is then saying, you know, we're going to take the keko from the deceased keko.
Uh-huh.
So who are you punishing? Who are you punishing?
Mm-hmm.
Children, who? People that you did, the ones that you are punishing now.
Uh-huh.
People that you did not invite to any hearing are the ones that you are saying, go and pick up, because if the kettle is given to the kids, the children, you are not saying, go and take the kettle from the children. These children are above 18. They should be cited in any court papers in their own right.
Yes, you are very right. Yes, you are very right. Your last word, Mr. Mugabe. What's your last word?
I think this whole exercise is an exercise of shooter. It will not yield the required results. It will just mess us up as a country, our image, and the image of the government and everyone else, because it is not necessary. All this is not necessary.
Yes, no, because that's Leo Mugabe there. We attend
this. Yes,
with him, yeah.
Yes, interesting view there, but I think all the relatives share the same sentiments. Like I said, we heard last week from Matibiri, who was actually at the chief's hearing but was barred from entering the homestead to hear what the matter was that was in front of the chief. So very interesting. Asitomboenda kunava Siampondo, we MDC Alliance symbols, walked Munona station, which occasion with a parishioner.
Inise bato rinopikisa zvese zviri kuitika izvi zvinhu zvatinoshora and mucharangarira kuti isusu mukufamba kwedu seMDC Alliance tiri vamwe vanhu vakashungurudzwa nekutonga kwa Mugabe asi takaramba takamira pachitsidzo chekuti tinoda kuti nyika yeZimbabwe iwane kusununguka ende munhu wese ange achiremekedzwa muzvido zvake zvaanenge achida kuita uye nokucherechedza nzira yaanenge achida kufamba nayo and izvozvo hazvitishanduri zvekare nekuti mhuri yavamugabe ndo yakuitwa zvakaipa isusu kana tichiona zviri kuitika pachinhu chakashata chisingafaniri kunge chichiwirwa naani naani zvake kana kuti nemhuri ipi zvayo yemuzimbabwe so zviri kuitwa namambo Zvimba zvinhu zvakashata zvinhu zvatinoshora zvikuru sei havafaniri kumanikidza dzimhuri kuti dzinge dzichiviga mutumbi wehama yavo panzvimbo inenge isina kufanira kwavanhu so tino sekurwira kwataita kodzero dzevanhu ticharamba takamira ipapo kuti musamanikidza vanhu kuti vaite zvinhu zvavasingati kana munhu ati handidi kuita chakadai handidi kuwanikwa ndichienda pakadai ikodzero yake ari mupenyu kana afa saka idzodzo kodzero dzinofanira kucherechedzwa ende dzinofanira kuremekedzwa so hurumende kuburikidza nachief Zvimba zvairi kuita kutyora kodzero dzemhuri yokwamugabe kutyora kodzero yeani naani zvake anenge achida kuzovigwa panzvimbo yakafanira inenge yavanenge vawirirana ivo semhuri nekuti tikatarisa vamugabe havana kunovigwa pakati pemugwagwa murodhi kana pane imwe nzvimbo isina kufanira asi inzvimbo yakatarwa nemhuri yavo ivo mukuwirirana kwavo vakaenda vakaradzikwa tikatoona vamwe vanhu ende iyo nemumiriro wavo ivo chezvimba vakatoendawo pakaradzikwa vamugabe process ikaitwa zvikapera and kwane makore adarika izvezvi nyaya dzese idzi dzisati dzabuda ndee ndaakuzoona izvi zvakadai zvaakutaurika tisingatarise zvedu kuti ndezvematongerwo enyika here zviri kuitwa kana kuti hazvisi asi tiri kuti patsika nemagariro edu zvinhu zvakashata vamugabe vaiva munhu vairemekedzwa kunyange vaityora kodzero dzevanhu asi tinoti isusu havafaniri kuti vachizonge vachishungurudzwawo zvavo nekuti ivo vaishungurudza vanhu so as a party we stand with our values human rights people's decisions they are supposed to be held supreme no matter who you are
yeah, yes then before we call Mr. Fusango let's have ubabuntini babuntini sawamukela kuhlelo baba ubona njani konke lokho ngesindebele baba
hayi siyabonga baba kuzeni njani odadewethu mazela
sisiphelele kakhulu mfowethu ye
no lindaba leduve ifuna abantu abadala behlali edwaleni ngaphansi komthunzi asondaba elula kodwa nangombono wami ngibona ngani ifamily kaRobert Gabriel Mugabe kumele iphiwe ithuba lokuthi umuntu abe elale ngokuthula yibo abakhethayo ukuthi ebekwe lapho abe kwakhona ngombono wami abakwekele kube njalo ibe sanye izivuzwa mina ukuthi but uMugabe wathi yena kafisi ukuthi elahlele heroes ekha kwakutheni but iheroes ekha vele ngeyani xa sithi sayikhangela asinto engxa uMugabe uthi sezakufa wazikhangela yena ukuthi kanti vele uyihero yini is he worth ukuthi efake iheroes ekha wathi mina hhayi ngento engazenzayo after i-independence angiboni ukuthi kumele kube yihero wathi hayi nafuna ukuyalahlele iroseka so mna ngombono wami ngibona ngani kukhona okwenza ifamily layo umgaba athi hayi iroseka afuna ukuyalahlelwa khona akayekelwe kunjalo kodwa ngombono wami ngibona ngenxa kule mfene endaweni le yabengule big agenda ambona ukuthi uchief lo uphonguvuka eyedwa ngelanga wathi hayi asomesekepa isidumbu sikaMgabe. Ngibonani kukhona kule politics that is involved lapha, kukhona okukhona esingakwaziyo, kodwa bottom line ukuthi lokho abakwenza into that is very untraditional njalo vele esikweni lase-Africa into engenzakaliyo. Kodwa nxa ukuthi i-government yethu ifisa ukuthi gede abantu ibafake endaweni eqakathekileyo kumbe ehloniphekayo, kule more than 20,000 abantu abula igrawundi abapho bafikele emgodini, asithatheni labo bantu kube yibo esibapha indawo yokuthi belale kuhle. Umgabe lapha alele khona uthokozile, imuli yakhe ithokozile, kayekelwe elale lapha khona.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Mabula sisukangena khonapho silo bavusango.
Vavusango, tiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi pamusoro pemhuri yekwaMugabe, uyezve zvatanzwa zvichipuhwa mutombo uri kunzi uri kubva kuna Chief Zvimba. Imi sebato rezano PF muri kutora sei izvi?
ZANU-PF we are not involved, hatisi kuva involved. Ndanza David uyoku MDC achiti what the government is doing is wrong. I don't know what the government iri kunzi yacha involved themselves where exactly. We know very well that before former president died, his last election he casted his vote to the MDC, Chamisa, that. But this is really nothing to do with that. We are not the ones who are getting involved into the issues of the chiefdomship of Zvimba. But we know that the paramount chief there is Chief Zvimba. If you remember that there was a miscellaneum that was built at the Heroes Acre specifically for the president to be buried in there, and Grace had agreed that the president would be buried there. Then later on, everyone from Zvimba walked away from the agreement, and then they decided that no, we are going to quickly bury our president in our home area, and everyone was watching knows that. So now, for us, could you teach this to government? Yeah, they are hoping that I don't understand. But what I see here from the discussion that was done by Brother Gibbs and the it's very clear that there's politics that is playing in the family and in that locality. You can actually foresee that. It to me it looks like there were some agreements that were done. That if you as Chief Zvimba, you are the paramount chief of this area, you need to be on our side because we don't want the president to be buried in the national fire. So maybe there were some formalities that were done. Later on, maybe things changed after Mugabe was buried. Because, you know, look at this. Why is it that we never had this issue? Everyone from Zvimba agreed. And what we know now is that there are so many, the small chiefs that are there in Zvimba, they never played a part. The person, the chief who was actually the paramount one, who was actually having the voice as far as the burial of the president in that area, was Chief Zvimba. But now that Chief Zvimba is now being segregated by the family now. We are now being told a lot of information that necessarily we never know. So you can actually tell that, to me, I foresee a situation where there were some agreements that were done with the paramount chief for his involvement to remove the burial from the national shrine to the family. But I think after the burial, you can see that maybe the chief is not happy, right? Because there are things that probably the arrangements that did not work out according to the plan before that. So now we are now being involved, or courts are going to be involved, or the party is going to be involved. The party has nothing to do with this. If you agree in your and I think this is also a learning lesson for every Zimbabwean, because wherever we come from areas where we have got chiefdomships, right? If the chief in that area decides that me and my people we agree that we are going to bury this our former president in our area, after now months or a year after, we are hearing that paramount chief now is reversing his tracks. So basically here we are trying to just, I think the Mugabe family is really trying to just pop up in.
Yeah, thank you, yes. Thank you very much. And let's make it clear here. According to Leo Mugabe, Chief Zwimba is not the paramount chief. So he says at the end of the day, there's a complication there in the sense that it's not constitutional to call him a paramount chief. So that's why he said they'll take this matter to the highest court of the land. Because according to him, Chief Zwimba is imposing himself on the Mugabe dynasty, meaning that he's not even part of the family. We're coming back to you shortly, Busango.
Yeah, I want to just correct one thing before we go.
Yes, go ahead.
When did we know that Chief Zwimba is no longer a paramount chief?
No, according to what we know, he is.
I know.
According to Leo Mugabe, he says it doesn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, he is not what people think he is. According to him, not me, right? So, just briefly chip in there.
In as much as the last speaker would want to dissociate the government from whatever is happening, we are talking of the traditional courts here. Mm-hmm. And if we look at the governance structure, they also fall under the governance system. So in a way, we cannot run away from that. And also, we are having a background whereby some chiefs, they met with the head of state and implored on him that Mugabe be exhumed and be reburied at the Hero's Acre. And that background also is very, very important to really pinpoint where the central government is coming in. And minus the politics of the day, as I have said, it is actually an African for what is happening right now, because a family has decided, and the dad himself has had decided and gave a pronouncement on where he wants to be buried and where he doesn't want to be buried. So as a tradition, we have been known to respect the wishes of the dad, and that's why sometimes we write down wills. So no one from anywhere should come and distort or amputate anything that is contained within the wishes of the dead, as long as the wishes do not contravene any laid down laws and regulations of that particular land.
Okay, let's wait there a little bit. Babuntini, ungena kona bo sisebenzisa ukuvusango. Briefly, Babuntini, nesikiwa kusungena la ngesindebele.
No, I think I tend to agree with the last speaker, Chapondo, especially when Mr. Busango is saying the government is not involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the issue that we have in Zimbabwe, there's always that issue. People can't separate the state from ZANU. I think he's conflicted there. The state is involved. Maybe ZANU as a party may not be involved. Maybe that's what he was trying to say. But mm-hmm. The root of the matter here is that, like what Mr. Chapondo said, this is an African.
Mr. Chapondo, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Chapondo. This is so an African. It's unheard of, especially when someone was rightfully laid to rest. It is one thing to say someone stole the body and buried in the wrong place without the family agreeing, then yes, I can see why there's a need to repair it. But I think the biggest issue here, I think there's an empty mausoleum that is sitting at the Hero's Acre. Maybe to some people, this is a taboo. Maybe we are Zwila, that's my own opinion here. Otherwise, I don't see an issue here. The family agreed to what they wanted. The government was there when the burial took place. Mm-hmm. They didn't object. So I don't know why all of a sudden are we waking up, you know, many months or even more than a year. Now we want to rebury someone that has been laid to us.
Yeah, we'll find us in the middle.
Hayi mina umbono wami ngibona ngani lokho kwenzakalayo lapha into evele engayenzakaliyo e-Africa, nge-culture ye-Africa. Ngibona ngani kukhona okukhona esingakutshelwayo. Ngibona ngani khale siyakwazi ukuthi kule ndlu eyakhiwayo e-Hero's Acre eyayakhela umgabe engxenye bakhona abanye abacabanga ukuthi into liyanyazile ukuthi iphonge ukuhlala ungala muntu engxenye abanye besaba ukuthi kuzayenza ukuthi labo befe akwazi bani ukuthi engxenye kuyazile ukuthi ube lethuna nje liphonge eli-empty yikho engiwubonayo but ngombono wami ngibona ngani umgabe lapho akhona kulapho efisa ukuthi elahlelwe khona kulapho imuli yakhe afune elahlelwe khona azange bemtshontshe bemlahlela khona abamekile elale lapha lele khona.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mavela sizongangena khonapho ke sizwa ukuthi ungathini. Go ahead. I think i-microphone yakho usuyivalile marvelous asikuzwa kuhle so uyasizwa wena I think ube lenkinga so Mr. Vuzangu briefly what's your reaction to what
I said brother Gibbs you know I know every opposition supporter would always want to pile the government to the side of every conflicting issue in the country. But on this matter, I don't see the party and the government being involved. Like I'm saying, we are not involved at all. But I wanted to, to respond to David. He was saying it's an ethical, it's honest Zimbabwean. I don't know how long have you been following politics in Zimbabwe, as far as the National Shrine is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many families whose relatives were buried without their will by the former president at the National Shrine? Do you know how many people who were buried there, especially most of the liberation heroes that were buried at the National Shrine without the family's will? And now, like I said earlier, you came with the idea of a National Shrine from North Korea, and you've been burying people left, right, and center. And now you're saying, no, I don't want to be buried there. This is now unethical, right? If there were sectors in that casket or whatever, people are saying there are some rituals that were done. We know that if other families members were reburied at that National Shrine, let's also rebury our former president at the National Shrine. To me, I would vote for a yes. Let him be exhumed and reburied at the National Shrine. There's nothing wrong with that because it's not new. He himself was doing that all along. So now this is a new Zimbabwe. We want to make sure that Comrade Mnangagwa is not doing that. He's not the one who is saying initiating these talks. But the Zimba clan has collided in the way that they are doing their things over there. So we are now going to be parceled into that. But to be honest with you, the government is not part of it. Let's not just involve the government in every issue that happens in any area or any clan out there. We are not part of it. If the family now has disagreed while they agreed before, if that's the case, let them go to court. The government is not going to be be a defender in the court. The government is not involved. It means Chief Zimba will be the one who is the plaintiff, and Grace Mugabe or the family will be the defendant.
Thank you.
And the government, how are you putting the government? How are you putting the government there? You think the government is going to be in the courtroom and be on which side? I think we are doing petty politics here, David. Let's be a grown-up citizen and do politics that gives Zimbabwe something to eat on the table. Not just the politics of whoever you see fit, you say government, Zambia is involved. And the US, MDC, you are losing people left, right, and center. What happened to Norton today?
Let him respond.
Seven candidates have defected.
Let him respond.
Tamisa is losing people, then. What are you doing about that?
Let him respond to the Zimba issue. Marvelous, maybe talk to Siyambondo.
I think Mike Yamgenga is still on, but in the introduction, I'm going to say,
right.
Exactly. Like in any, my father sits in the chiefdomship of Chief Sharimira, who is the chief president of all the chiefs in Zimbabwe, right?
Yeah.
If this case was in my community, in my area, it means if you see that the paramount chief is now the family is now saying the paramount chief is wrong. What technically it means there is that It means the issue was failed to be resolved in the family, of which in this instance, right, you cannot bring the government to rule on issues where the paramount chief is actually having a side on the issue. You understand? The paramount chief already, because now we are trying to defect from the paramount chief today. But when we came to bury, the government assisted that barrier. The paramount chief was actually the one who was actually presiding over this funeral. Today now you are telling us that no, that paramount chief is wrong. But you can tell here that the Mugabe family, actually, maybe they've done something wrong to the paramount chief. Maybe the paramount chief realized that he was used in this process. It's clear. I mean, honestly, culturally, you can tell that it's clear. But the paramount chief was not going to allow this whole ceremony occasion to happen in his land.
Yes. So, Mr. Fusangu, just 1 second, because we know that Chief Uzwimba boycotted the burial. So, Mr. Asiapondo, chief in there. Quiet. Mix the languages.
All right. Ndinotenda ne kutaura kwaita vafusango vachiedza zvavo kuti kuda kusururuka pamhaka iyi yatiri kutaura nezvayo. And ivo vanongedzero zvekare kuti kune mamwe magamba akaradzikwa paHeroes Acre. Ivo vanga vakumbira kuti vasaradzikwa ipapo kana kuti vakaradzikwa kuburikidza nokumanikidzwa. Izvozvo ndozvatiri kuti isusu ndozvakashata zvacho. Vamugabe vaisafarira kumanikidza vanhu kuti vavigwe paHeroes Acre kana vanga vati havadi kuzovigwa paHeroes Acre. Ende tichamira, ticharamba tichitaurawo zvekare kuti zvakashata kuti vamugabe vamanikidzwe kunovigwa paHeroes Acre, even if vakamanikidza vamwe. Nekuti ivo vanga vazvitaurira vomene kuti handidi kunoradzikwa paHeroes Acre. Saka isusu takangomira patinopapa zvitsidzo zvedu atinoti maprinciples. Hatitarisi kuti zviri kuitirwani zvaitwa nani. Chakashata hachichinje kuita chinhu chakanaka nekuti zvasiyana nekuti zvaitwa nani. Saka isusu panapa tiri kuti ngaticherechedzei tsika dzedu namagariro edu semaZimbabweans. Uye sevanhu vemuAfrica. Hatina tsika dzekuti tinofukunyura vanhu. Vakataura vega kuti tinofukunyura vanhu tichivaendesa kunovigwa panzvimbo dzavakaramba kuti vavigwe. Sekutaura kwaitwa navantini, tine mhuri zhinji dziri kuchema izvezvi kuti vedu wedai matitendera tafukunyura vanhu vedu. Taraviga nemuvigiro watinoda kuti tiite isusu semhuri. Asi hurumende iri kutsika madziro havasi kuda kufukunyura vanhu vakaurawa. Panguva yegukura hundi vakaiswa munhege muguva rimwe chete vanhu 10, 20, 30. Saka tiri kuti isusu hurumende ngainge ichifambidza nyaya idzodzo dzokuti vanhu vari kuda ivo vachinzwa mhuri dzataura dzokuti isusu tiri kuda kuita chakati maringe nemitumbi yehama dzedu dzinenge dzashaya. Ngavasiye vaita zvavanoda.
Thank you very much. Just 1 second, Mavuntini, ngesindevere, before we take Vusango. Just exactly 30 seconds.
Okay. I think all of you are doing Zutum for Sango Loketai, the government is not involved. And Ambus Wakona, which he umkaven, Mazosia, Lasho, Heroes Acre, the government that was there for Nai. I think he is the last Kulumanga, I think you want to. Sure, and I think the propaganda is okay. The Queen is a good government, Ilesans, and Allah ever vigilant over Omniwabu, or the Queen is a good William Sene a corner. I will have chief of a group who are a little langa, a Delela Avandu, a Salala, where my tire, et who are kitchen for someone to say,
government. Yes. So, gentlemen, there is no extra time in this bit, you know. So we thank these guests today. Very exciting discussion. Mr. David Siampondo of the MTC Alliance. We also wish to thank Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. And we also want to thank Mr. Kusani Musontini, an independent political and social commentator. And we also wish to thank again Mr. Leo Mkabe with an exclusive interview with him on this issue. Signing off from Maryland, this is Chip Stuber saying good night, Zimbabwe.